Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how you do your marketing. You know, on our dairy farms, many times we tend to be more like price takers rather than price makers. In other words, we watch the milk market fluctuate, and yet we may not take advantage of opportunities to lock in some margin as we go throughout the year. So as you look forward to 2019, one of the things you might want to consider is if you're not using an advisor to help you with marketing decisions, you might want to look around and find one. That may help you make better decisions, more informed decisions, on when you might have opportunities to lock in a profit on your milk. Keep in mind that if you're working on the milk side, you probably also need to work on the feed side as well. If you produce your own feed, that's one question that you have to decide as to whether or not you want to do anything as far as hedging or anything like that in the grain market against crops that you've already produced and are going to run through the cows. If you're going to be purchasing feeds, it might make more sense to be involved in some hedging to protect prices or to lock in prices of those grains. We always have the opportunity to lock in the price of grains, but usually that's only good for about 6 months. So if we want to go beyond that, we may have to look at some of the forward contracting or hedging type opportunities that we might have. Now, here's the problem. When we look at the milk market and we look at advisors that can actually give you good information on what's going on in the milk market, that might be a bit difficult to find. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.